Blog Talk Radio.
Hallelujah. Hallelujah. We're going to dedicate this song here. The Lord just telling me to play this song because he is bigger. He's bigger. To all those that want a bigger God, that's what you're dealing with. He's bigger. You got a big God. Brother and sister, y'all just hang in there. He's bigger. He's bigger. He's just buying up the enemy. He just, some reason or another, these songs that I've been playing, it's just like the enemy don't want you all to hear them. But I want you to know that the God that we serve is bigger, okay? He's bigger. And determined to play that. He is bigger. The Kalen car. Thank you, Lord. Okay. You got to know he's bigger than that. He's bigger than the negativity that's in the world. He's bigger. He's bigger than all this interruption. And yes, we're going to hear it. The devil is a liar. Because you have a big God with her. Bigger than the universe. Hallelujah. We ask Pastor Bill, she'll give us a word of prayer. And while we take this, we'll mind the work here. Pastor Dale. Night.
God bless everyone and good afternoon. Amen. Thank you for that song, Pastor. God is bigger than anything. The universe, all of it, he's bigger. Amen, amen. The scripture I'd like to share is coming from Deuteronomy 28 and verse 6. King James, blessed shalt thou be when thou comest in, and blessed shalt thou be when thou goest out. Amen, amen. Heavenly Father, we come before you in the name of Jesus. Lord, we're thanking you for this day, Father God, for this is the day that you have made, and we will rejoice and be glad in it. Father God, we binding up anything and everything to try to come up against this broadcast from keeping us from trying to hear the word and meditate on this word today, Father God. We binding it up, Father God. But we ask that you will bless those who have called in, bless those that are listening by internet, bless our pastor as he teaches the word, and bless those who participate. Father God, we ask that you continue to have your way in our life, Father God. May we make a difference, Father God. May we walk according to the word of God. And Lord, be with all those who are sick and shut in, those who are bereaved, those who are going through, Father God. We continue to pray for them, and we continue to pray for our leaders, Father God, because we know you are in control, Father God. And Lord, we ask that you continue to have your way in our life. Now, Lord, bless our pastor as he teaches this word, Father God, and help us to receive it, Father God. We ask it all in Christ Jesus' name we pray. Amen.
Thank you so much, Pastor. Truly appreciate it.
I knew God was with me. I was just praying. My prayer was I asked God to not to let myself kill me out here while I was in the streets before I could get back. But I said, would you give me one more chance? And life with you, I promise you, I'm going to shout you out, and I'm going to be fine. And we're going to have a good church.
Would you thank you, God. Every day you're feeling just like a day. What's God? Father God. When you're lying, you're going to be
with this YouTube. Hallelujah. We're blessed. We'll get right in the Word of God. That just blesses me. Hallelujah. We're talking about, we want to pick up where we left off yesterday and also this week, and thou shalt be a blessing. And our foundational scriptures found in Genesis 12 and 2 and also Ephesians 1 and 3. Thou shalt be a blessing. And I want you to know God is telling us that we're to be a spiritual blessing. Okay? And that's what we're talking about, being a spiritual blessing. So, let's see here. I know Sister William been having trouble with her phone. It looked like her number did. You're able to read, Sister William? If so, press 1. Which is not able to read. Okay, we're going to read Genesis 12, verses 2. Now, I don't know who this is for, but God wants you to hear this. And I will make of thee a great nation, and I will bless thee and make thy name great, and thou shalt be a blessing. Genesis.
Amen. Reading from the Message Bible. I will make you a great nation and bless you. I'll make you famous. You'll be a blessing. I'll bless those who bless you. Amen.
And the next scripture we want to share is Ephesians 1 and verses 3. Blessed be the God and Father of our Lord Jesus Christ, who have blessed us with all spiritual blessings in the heavenly places in Christ.
Amen. From the Message Bible. How blessed is God, and what a blessing, and what a blessing he is. He's the Father of our Master Jesus Christ and takes us to the high places of blessing in him. Long before he laid down earth's foundation, he had us in mind. Amen.
Amen. So, bear in mind, brothers and sisters, what a blessing, dear. We discussed that this week and last week, what the word blessing means. Now, with that being said, you are a blessing. And God expects for us to be a blessing.
Mm-hmm. Yeah.
And that's what his word said. I didn't say this. His word said that, and thou shalt be a blessing. So I asked the Lord, well, what that really means? And if you blessed us with every spiritual blessing, so why? Why did you give us all this spiritual stuff?
Mm-hmm.
You ever thought about that? So why are we a spiritual blessing? You gave it to us for what? Nobody teaching it. Nobody teaching us to be spiritually blessed. So the Lord showed me something, and I'm going to share it with you today. Because he chose you before the foundation of the world that you should be like him. So everything God is about, that's what he wants us to be about. And that's spiritual. And that's how it starts first with the spirit. Now, we may not go over all these scriptures, but I'm just to show you. Yesterday, we was talking about the sonship. Remember, behold, what manner of love the Father has bestowed upon us that we should be called the children of God. You're a child of God, man. You're spiritual. We are spiritual beings having human experiences, but know that you are a spirit. That's why scripture like 2 Corinthians 5:17 is a reality. I'm going to ask Pastor to read 2 Corinthians 11:3. Listen, brothers and sisters, you are spiritual. So you are to act like the Father acts. Everything he does. Now, I know we have not been taught that. I get it. But if he had bestowed this love on us, that we should be called his children, then I want to beg to differ with anybody that want to decree and declare that we're not like God. There's part of us are like God. That's why he blessed us with every spiritual blessing so we can be a blessing. Hallelujah. God wants to be like him in every sense of the word. You don't think Genesis 1:26 is real? And God made us in his image and after his likeness. I know that we've been bamboozled with a lot of negative stuff. But I'm going to ask Pastor to read that scripture first.
Amen. 2 Corinthians 11:3. But I fear lest by any means, as the serpent beguiled Eve, through his soul, so your mind should be corrupt from the simplicity that is in Christ.
Amen. Think about it. You are a new creation, man.
Thank you.
The Bible says in Galatians 2:4, you've been set free. You are liberty.
Thank you
are son. Galatians 3:26. So we are sons of God, man. Matter of fact, the Bible says in Ephesians 2:13, we've been made nigh to God, just like it. That's why we have received this higher calling. There's a higher calling, man. The higher calling is to be a blessing for other people and to other people. Yeah, I read that over in Philippians 3:14. I'm going to ask Pastor to give that. Give us that scripture. We're waiting on Sister William. But that's what you've been called to do. We've been called to be a blessing, man. The Word of God says, and thou shalt bless them. Well, why do you think he gave us all these spiritual blessings? Because we are spiritual beings having human experience. But if all you're going to deal with every day is about the flesh, you'll never reach that place where God expects for us to be. He bestowed that love on us like him. Why? So we can go around and brag and just, no, man, so we can be a blessing, spiritual blessing to somebody. We're just like, we got to start acting like God, okay? Let me just cut all of that and tell you, God expects you to act like him. And I don't care what the devil has said over the years. God expects for you to be spiritual, man, and to be a blessing. And that's not financially, that's spiritual. These people got to have their eternal life. Play church is over. We're to be the church. We're to act like the church. If Christ was here right now, he would be giving us spiritual blessings. Yeah.
Yeah.
Read that for me, Pastor.
And that's Philippians, did you say 3, Pastor?
3:14.
Okay. I press toward the mark for the prize of the high calling of God. And amen.
There's a higher calling. There's a higher calling, man, for the body of Christ. When will we answer that call? The phone been ringing. Answer the call. Come on, you spiritual preachers and pastors and evangelists and bishops. It's time that the body of Christ answer that higher calling. And that higher calling is to be a blessing. Because he's given us every spiritual blessing there is. Why? Lord, why you give us this stuff? So we can be like him. That's why you got these spiritual blessings.
Let me
be real clear here. Because, see, I get it, brothers and sisters. I get it. Who has blessed us in the heavenly realms with every spiritual blessing. Now, what that means? That means that in Christ, we have all the benefits of knowing God. I get that. Being chosen for salvation. I get that. Being adopted as his children, forgiveness inside. I get all of that. Stop thinking God already forgiven you. He expects us to start acting like this, like he expects us to act because we've been blessed with these spiritual blessings. The gift of the Spirit.
Yeah.
How to do God's will. God wants some folk that's going to do his will. What is that? To act like him. That's why he gave us this stuff. Every spiritual blessing. He didn't give you that so you can put a banner on your head, so you can go over there and start a church, so you can say, we're the church of the hour. No, he's given us these spiritual blessings so we can have that insight or inside track, forgiveness. If I tell somebody right now, you're able to forgive sin, you'll probably look at me like I'm crazy. But then I tell you that I'm an ambassador for God, and if you understand what being an ambassador means, you can say, then that's possible. But you are ambassador. There's some people right now are being condemned. God don't condemn them. See, the gift of the Spirit, there's power there to do God's will. The hope of living forever with Christ. Because we have an inheritance relationship with Christ. Understand that we have an inheritance relationship with Christ. We have inherited that. We are joint heirs. Woo, preach, preach. I'm trying to do the best I can. We are joint heirs, man. If me and Pastor Marilyn got $10,000 in the bank, I can use all $10,000 or she can use all $10,000 because we are joint.
Yeah.
I don't care about her putting in a dollar. I don't care about my putting in $5. If we are joint heirs, I can spend the whole $10,000 because we are joint. Well, that's the Bible calls us joint heirs with Christ, man. We can use everything Christ has. That's why he made us spiritual beings. We're having human experience. But don't let the human experience overpower the spiritual. See, that's what that serpent, that's what Satan does today, every day. He never, ever wants you to come to the truth because he wants to be the God of this world and the God over you, and Christ has set you free from that. So, I mean, all he can remind you of, oh, you're a sinner, but he'll never remind you that you're the very righteousness of God. He'll never remind you that greater is he that is in you than he that's in the world. Satan will never tell you you're greater than him. He'll never do that. But God will.
Yeah.
God will tell you, I made him a little lower than that. I put him under your feet. I've given you power to bind him up. Satan don't want to hear that. He ain't going to hear that. All he want to hear, oh, you know, God can do that. No, Satan never want to hear a 2 Peter 1:4. Oh, I'm glad you asked me what that is. That you are partakers of a divine nature. Your nature is spiritual now. If you've been born again, not of corruptible seed, but of the incorruptible seed. Satan can't touch you. That was 1 John 5:18. He can't touch you. If you've been born again, the evil one cannot touch you. Oh, he may do a lot of stuff. He may try a lot of stuff. But Ephesians 2:19 says you belong to the household of God. And ain't talking about no building neither.
Thank you, Lord.
You are fellow citizens with the saints. You do saint stuff. You bless people. You are a blessing. Thou shalt bless. Woo, preach, preacher.
Hallelujah.
Yeah, I'm challenging everyone on this broadcast today. You're to go out and bless somebody. You're to be a spiritual blessing to somebody. Someone waiting on you. If nothing but to lay hands on them. Well, you know, that's the preacher's job. They lied to you. That's your job. God calls you to be a spiritual blessing. See?
Yeah.
Don't let Satan fool you any longer. That's your job. He called you to do that. But that's if you accept the challenge. You may not want to accept the challenge. You may not want to be a spiritual blessing. See? But God will call us to do his will. Hallelujah. And let me say this, brothers and sisters. We've been called. There's a higher calling. Higher means above whatever. You're not no ordinary. Man, don't get me preaching. You're not ordinary. Sonny called you to be no ordinary person. He ain't called you to be like everybody else. If anything, you're extraordinary. I better say this right. When he said, beloved, God wants us to be something more than ordinary people. Remember this. If you are ordinary, you have not reached the ideal principle of God. The only thing that God has for a man to is to be ordinary, then that's nothing. But God have called us to a higher calling, which is to be extraordinary. God has no room for ordinary men. There are millions of ordinary people in the world. but you're not one of them. But when God takes hold of a man, he makes him extraordinary in personality, power. Yeah, you're extraordinary. You're not no ordinary person. That lie can go out the window. We're tired of that lie. That's not who you are. Oh, well, that's not who you is. Why you think he said greater is he that is in you than he that's in the world? That's extraordinary, man. He's giving you power over the darkness. He's big. See, we're serving a big God. You're serving a small God. He's mightier. He's giving you power over the things of the world.
Yeah. Thank you.
Disease is mighty. But see, Satan got everybody in this idea of playing church and never being the church. It's time that we examine ourselves in the light of the word and define our purpose as the call that's on our lives through Christ. That was, you're to inherit this stuff. So when you're going to inherit, when will you inherit this stuff? The last time I checked, and y'all correct me if I'm wrong, the last time I checked, bless God, for you to inherit something, it means that you can, like for instance, when some the goods, whatever that is, cars, boats, homes, money, well, Christ died for this cause, for this reason, so we could live this blessed life, not just eternal life. See, if you only see that as so you can make it to heaven, you missed it. You missed it. Mm-hmm. He said in John 10:10, I come that you may have life and have it more abundantly. Abundant life. More, not only life, but more abundantly. So that abundant life is going to go into eternity. But right now, we're to have the life of Christ in us, to live that right now. Right now. Mm-hmm. Not tomorrow. Right now. Yeah. So I'm challenging everybody on this broadcast to know that the word of God called you a blessing. Thou shall be a blessing. He's saying thou shall be, Genesis 12:2, you are to be a blessing. So, and then Ephesians 1:3 says, now, I've given you all this spiritual stuff so you can be that blessing.
Mm-hmm. Yeah. Amen.
Yes, I'm the girl right now. See, as long as the enemy can keep us bombarded with flesh stuff, oh, we need to be getting people out to vote. We need to be doing this. If he can keep our minds on the flesh about what's right, what's wrong, who should do this and who should do that, who should you vote for? I mean, if he can just keep you bombarded with that, and keep your mind off the word of God, Satan got you where he wants you because he's the god of this world. So he's going to only want you to see worldly stuff, everything pertaining to the world. He'll never take you to that higher calling. That's why the Bible says, now, we don't wrestle against flesh and blood, but against principalities, powers, rulers of darkness, spiritual wickedness in high places. See, that's where our real fight is, but Satan don't want you to see that one. Now he wants you to see that one. He wants you to keep shadow boxing with the things of this world where Satan is the ruler. You may not, yeah, but God is all power. We already know that. Everybody know that. Satan know that. But here's what you don't know. You are to act like God right now. Right now.
Praise God, praise God.
Preachers ain't going to preach that to you, brothers and sisters. unless they really be anointed by God. If they get anointed by God, they're going to have to tell you, hey, God expects for you to be like him. That's why you get born again. You got born again so you can be like him. You ever thought about that, why you got born again? Why did you have to get born of the word anyway? I mean, why didn't you do something else? But you got born of the word so you could be like the word. In the beginning was the word, and the word was God, and the word was with God. He wants you to be like the word. So you got born by the word so you can be like the word.
Mm-hmm. All right.
And the word became flesh. God expect for us, and you know, where was it? How do you know what God expect? Because I read the Bible. I read the Bible. Mm-hmm. He shows me that he expect for us to be like him. See, I read Genesis 1:26, and he said, let us make man in our image. Well, I take that literally. We'll act like Christ. When he said, let this mind be in you, which is also in Christ Jesus, I take that seriously. Mm-hmm. I ain't trying to wrestle with, well, if you're holy or not, or do you go to the right church? See, I ain't with all that crazy stuff. Because I already know Romans 8 says, therefore now is no condemnation. So I'm running with that. God ain't condemning me. He done freed me so I can get out here and preach the gospel.
Amen.
The word of God will define who you are when you leave up out of here. Trust me. But anyway, we've come to a point now. Praise God. Look like Sister William. I think that's her phone. Hallelujah. It's working. Is that you, Sister William?
Yes, Pastor, that's me.
Praise God. So you got your phone working now?
Yes, sir. Praise God.
Amen.
Praise the Lord. Amen. Mm-hmm. Yeah, I get that. How you up there? Praise the Lord. Okay, brother and sister, we're at a point now. If anybody have anything they want to share, bless somebody with the word of God. And let me tell you something. Because hopefully this week I'll tell you ways you can bless. Because when the Bible says you should be a blessing, when you give somebody just one scripture, one seed.
Mm. All right.
You have to give them a whole bunch of just one seed, one scripture. And everybody on this broadcast have a favorite scripture. Start sharing that with somebody. Tell God to give you the revelation. And when you share that with somebody, they just became blessed. Yeah.
Mm-hmm.
Yeah. I don't care what scripture it is. It can be the 23rd Psalm. You can tell them, hey, the sixth verse says, God is following you wherever you go. And then show it to them. Tell them goodness and mercy is following you. And if they stop, they're going to get ran over. Whatever revelation you got, start sharing it with somebody.
Yeah.
So I read this the other day. Hey, brother, I read this the other day that surely goodness and mercy shall follow me all the days of my life. And I know if I stop, I'm going to get ran over by goodness and mercy. I can't stop now. I don't have to worry. Maybe somebody needs to know that. They don't have to worry because goodness and mercy is following them. I don't care where they go. They can go to Japan. Goodness and mercy is following them. Somebody may need to hear that word. I mean, whatever scripture God giving you, share that. Then you became a spiritual blessing to somebody. Well, that's part of the calling on your life, part of the higher calling.
Yeah. Amen.
God expects us to do that. Well, you know, the calling on my life is to be an usher. Yes, that's where Satan wants you at, right there. He don't want you to ever go to your true calling. Ever. Ever for you to go to be an officer in somebody's organization. And you spend the next 40 years of your life doing that. Instead of you getting out here, like he said in Matthew 28, go ye therefore into all the world. Well, what you going for? So you can be a blessing. Like God called you to do, to be a blessing. Yeah, go to the thrift store. Go to Goodwill. Go to Kroger's. Go to Buckhead. Go to Bankhead. Go somewhere and be a blessing. Yeah? Y'all may not know some places, but those are places around Atlanta. Bankhead, Bankhead is one of the lowest places, and Buckhead one of the higher places. So I don't care where you go. Just go somewhere and share the word of God with somebody. While you're out and about, just share a word with somebody. That's a, see, Jesus became a blessing. Don't make me preach up in here today. Jesus became a blessing because he went by the well. He went by the well and became a blessing. When he told that woman all she did, that was that blessed her. She went and told her whole time, come see a man.
Yes,
so when I tell you, it's okay for you to go buy a thrift store, a Goodwill, or a Walmart. That's not too far-fetched, brother and sister. Somebody waiting there for their blessing. But you ain't brought it to them yet. That's your job. That's my job. Take that blessing to them. Amen. Mm-hmm. But anyway, if anybody have anything to share, you can press 1.
I just wanted to read Ephesians 2, verses 19 through 22. It says, I'm reading from the King James verse. It says, now therefore ye are no more strangers and foreigners, but fellow citizens with the saints of the household of God, and are built upon the foundation of the apostles and prophets, Jesus Christ himself being the chief cornerstone, in whom all the building fitly framed together groweth unto a holy temple in the Lord, in whom ye also are built together for an inhabitation of God through the Spirit. And then reading it from the Message Bible, is that that's plain enough, isn't it? You're no longer wandering exiles. This kingdom of faith is now your home country. You're no longer strangers or outsiders. You belong here with as much right to the name Christians as anyone. God is building a home. He's using us all, irrespective of how we got here and what he is building. He used the apostles and prophets for the foundation. Now he's using you, fitting you in brick by brick, stone by stone, with Christ Jesus as the cornerstone that holds all the parts together. We see it taking shape day after day, a holy temple built by God, all of us built into it, a temple in which God is quite at home. Amen, amen.
That's about brought out everything I've been seeing for the last 3 minutes.
Yeah. Amen.
Now, thank you, Pastor. Anybody else have anything they want to share? Hallelujah.
Amen. Beautiful.
I stay tuned because I know the Lord's going to share. So I'm going to let evangelists share a testimony. Don't know what day. Just waiting on her to be led. But whatever day that is, whatever we're doing, we're going to cut it and listen to her because God will give her a mighty testimony. But at this time, we'll see you tomorrow for the word at noon.